Hello.
Hi, Margarito. Happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Not too bad. I appreciate you asking. So, of course, Jerome wanted me to get on the line. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. It's my job to kind of get you the details of the service, how everything would work, you know, find the best package for the needs of your business. And, of course, my job is also to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can, affordable enough anyway for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you on a month-to-month basis. Our job, of course, is to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. Now, they don't need to know the name of your business, but as long as they're looking for a fence contractor, whatever they might type in, a specific type of fence that you want to provide, are you doing repair work as well or just like fence replacement?
No, we do repairs as well.
You do repairs as well. Are you taking on any commercial clients or?
We do. We take commercial and residential.
You do. Did you have a preference or? Either one is good.
No, either one is fine.
Okay, perfect. Of course, it's not just you doing the work, right? You've got a couple of guys or a helper.
Correct.
A crew, absolutely. Now, our job is to make sure that people can find you. Of course, the first part of making sure that anyone on Google knows that you're there is to have a verified Google profile, to make sure that you have a Google business profile, that people can find you. I don't see a Google business profile yet. You've not been verified by Google as a local business, not yet?
No.
That's okay.
No, not yet.
That's okay. That's one of the things that we would do. In fact, that's one of the very first things that we would do. And after that, of course, it's our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. Now, you know, we're not a one-size-fits-all. We can do a lot of different services. We can do, of course, search engine optimization, make sure that people can find you in that local map. We can combine that with Facebook ads. Of course, there's not currently that website, though, either, right?
We have a website, yes.
You have a website. Okay, I'll have to remind Jerome
yeah.
It's his job. Oh, is it fencemaster.org?
Correct.
It is. Okay, I found it. So you've got, and I'm looking at it right now, I like your website. Very attractive-looking website. Of course, people can see the different services
you.
That you provide. Absolutely. You do not just fences. You do gates, railings, of course, different types of fences, gate operators. I mean, obviously, people have said good things about you. You've got some nice reviews on there. I mean, if a customer were to see this, they would have all the reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. Our job, of course, is just to make it easier for people to find that website. So we would attach that website to verified listings on Google and Bing. You'd have a Facebook page, Facebook paid ads, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Now, it's really affordable. It's $299 on a fixed flat rate month-to-month basis. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it would bill once a month for that exact amount. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial. There's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that this would move your business, your website, onto the first page for searches in your services for your keywords. I'm sure that's something that you want for your business, right? More phone calls directly,
oh, right.
More eyes on the website. Now, like I said, it's month-to-month, $299. Did you have any questions for me before we get that set up for you?
No questions. It's all good. The only thing is, for example, let me be very straightforward with you. If I search for fences and gates on my phone, mm-hmm. will my company will show up, like, immediately?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. You'll always be one of the top options right on that first page for keywords related to your services. They don't need to know the name of your company. They type in fence contractor, they type in fence builder, they type in wood fence or, you know, fence installation, fence repair, any of the keywords related to the services that you provide. And of course, your website will be attached to the Google listing on the first page. We'll mirror the content on Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will be searching on Bing instead of Google, and throughout your 100-mile radius, that's a lot of people. We definitely want you to be able to get those phone calls from people that are on Bing. Any device that accesses the internet, if it's a laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with internet access, your business and this great-looking website that you already have will be one of the first things that people see.
Fantastic.
Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. So you'll always know exactly how well that service is working for you. It really is designed at that reduced rate to be, you know, not just affordable for you, but for one job to more than offset the cost of the service. And you know, certainly with that 100-mile service area, that's taking in a lot of people, a lot of miles that you'd be willing to travel for the right job. You do residential, you do commercial. I think you're going to be really successful with this service. Now, normally there's a $299 setup fee that attaches that first month. The service itself is normally $599, but I am able to reduce the cost of the service from $599 a month all the way down to that price I mentioned, which is $299. As far as the $299 setup fee, you've already got a website, although there's a lot more that we have to do, get you verified by Google and Bing, create all that additional content. You know, I'd be able to reduce that one-time setup fee from $299 down to $99. That only attaches to the very first month, so your out-the-door cost to get everything set up with the $299 first month, and every month after that, you save $300. That $99 just attaching to the first month. So it's $398 to get things started here, and then month to month, it drops all the way down to that flat rate of $299 moving forward. So you're saving $500 in your first month and $300 every month after that. Keep in mind that reduced rate is not like a promotional or introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you choose to keep the service, it is going to be that exact amount.
Okay. So what would it be the first payment?
The first payment with the $299 and just the one-time setup fee of $99 is $398. I took $200 off of your setup fee, so I'm going to reduce that all the way down to $99. That setup fee is there for a few things. I mean, obviously, we have to do what's called a client interview, talk to you in detail about your company, your services. We have to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, current, and consistent. Fix it if it's not. Create all the additional content that we have to create for you. It's about 100 hours for one person, but luckily, you know, we have a lot of hands working on it all at the same time. So it does happen very quickly here for you. But that's why there's normally a $299 setup fee on that first month, but I did take $200 off of that setup fee. So it's just setup fee of $99 and then the $298.
Okay, let me ask you something. If we decide to go today with you guys, when will be this resolved? Like when I will be able to type
really,
in
really
the
good
company
question.
Name?
Right. So yeah. So we're not going to sit on our hands. Everything happens very quickly. We're told to say 7 to 10 business days. Okay. Your Facebook ads are going to be up and running in that amount of time. Your Google listing might take 5 to 10 business days. So it might even be a little bit faster than that. But I just want to give you kind of the idea of what to expect. And then, of course, the next month is even better because everything's already set up.
Gotcha. Okay.
Best part about it, you already have a website, so we can use that website. I like it. It's conversion driven from a consumer standpoint, but it's also everything that Google wants to see in a website. It's mobile optimized. It reformats for a smaller screen because most people search on their smartphone. Your website will accommodate people searching on their smartphone. And of course, it's a secure website as well, which is important because you do have that contact form. Now, the number that we're speaking on, this is a good number, not just for your customers, but it's also a good number for us to reach you, right, regarding your account?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct. This should be the number attached to the I mean, this should be the target number.
It's the number on the website. It's the business number. And then it is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then the fences done right, but with a Z, right? And the email address?
Yeah.
fences@gmail.com. That's your email address. Now, I did notice the physical address of 17953 Sherman Way in Reseda, but, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, customers do not come to you, right? I mean, you're entirely service-based.
No.
Okay, so
that... Yeah, because we don't have a showroom or physical location.
That's okay, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They also would not want customers to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So we can hide that street address. You'd just be listed city and state, not even the zip code. And then, of course, Jerome said 100 miles. And that's pretty much in any direction, right?
Correct.
I mean, except when you go west and you hit the ocean, you're not going to drive that 100 miles short.
Correct.
You know, we'll be able to target specific cities, specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods. Both residential and commercial clients would be able to find you. Now, your first name is Margarito, right? M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-O?
Correct. That is my first name.
And what is your last name?
Gijon, J-I-J-O-N.
J like John?
Yeah, J like John, uh-huh. J-I-J-O-N.
Okay, gotcha, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step would be to schedule your client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds, Margarita. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here that helps us to create all of that content. Now, the other thing I wanted to do here is just to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Fence, now I see the name is Fence Master, but it's also Fence is Done Right. How did you want the business to be branded? Fence Master.
Yes.
And then Fence is Done Right, kind of like your catchphrase, right? Your tagline. So
it's going to be Fence Master.
So if anyone calls us from Fence Master, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may sometimes ask you to verify the answer to the security question. Now, this is important too. I know you're going to get calls from customers who want to hire you. You may also get phone calls from someone who's not a customer. If anyone were to call you and identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the security question as well as the answer. And if they cannot give you that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If they're telling you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, then for sure that wouldn't be us. It is just a flat rate. It's $2.99 a month, just a $99 setup fee attaching only to that first month. It'll never be a penny more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I born.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Arroyo Seco.
Arroyo Seco. Okay, I have to type it in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Is there any middle initial on that card or simply first and last?
No, simply first and last name.
Okay, gotcha. And you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you another question. So, if somebody, like you say, if somebody calls, because there is a lot of people there trying to catch money, if somebody calls saying in behalf of you guys, what was
right.
the, they need to know who? John?
So my name is Paul Gordon. I'm going to text you right now my contact information, Paul. But really, I mean, you don't have to remember that. They would know it. They would also know that you spoke with Jerome. You might not remember that, but you definitely remember the city you were born in, Arroyo Seco, and they're going to know that as the security question. They don't have to know everything that I told you, but they'll definitely, if you say, hey, who was the person who signed me up? They would say, oh, well, that was Paul, and you would remember that. And then you would say, well, what is my security question or what is the answer? They would be able to tell you both the answer and the question. And if they can't, then it's not us, and you know, you shouldn't entertain that phone call. Now, we will be calling also from the same number that you see on your caller ID. So if it's a different number, that should kind of raise your eyebrows too.
Gotcha.
Okay. You said it was a Visa, so that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yeah. Now let me ask you, what is the business name of you guys' business name?
Yeah, of course. So we are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website.
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually in Orange County, California. We're not too far away from you. We're actually Brookhurst in the 405. We own the building that we operate out of. We've been around since 2004. You'll be in really good hands with us.
Okay, fantastic. I like that.
Of course. No,
okay.
I've actually been with the company myself since 2013, over 12 years.
You're the owner?
No, I'm not. I'm a senior pricing director.
Gotcha.
Is the address on that card the 17953 Sherman Way, 91335?
No.
What is the billing address of that Visa card?
The billing address of this card is 10300 Farallon Avenue. It's FARRALONE, Farallon
Avenue.
Avenue in Jasper.
Gotcha. And what is the zip code?
91311.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. And that's in Chatsworth, right?
Correct.
Got it. So if you want to go ahead and read that card number, I will repeat it back at the end.
Yeah. It's 4259072055231939.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration year is 0428.
04 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
It's 441.
441. 441 on the back. April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration date. The card number itself, was it 4259-0720-5523-1939.
That is correct. Now, let me ask you a question, please.
Sure, of course.
So, month to month, you guys will send me a bill, or how would this work?
That's a great question. So, and I do need to read a voice verification right now because we're a Google partner. It's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you need to take a vacation or if you get more work than you can take on. Now, it is set to bill automatically. It bills on a month-to-month basis. With today's date being the 18th, it'll bill on the 18th of the month. But
okay.
You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. So let me just go ahead and kind of get through the voice verification. I already kind of pulled some of the content out of it to answer your question, and the rest of the voice verification might answer more questions for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, okay? And it reads as follows. It says, Margarito, thank you for taking this phone call. Of course, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance and for the purposes of give me 1 second. I'm trying to do it from memory. My brain's not really, let me pull it right up. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Fence Master.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Margarito G. John, and the title of the business is the president.
You're the president. And as the president of Fence Master, Mr. Gion, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company, and of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did provide that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Margarito, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I'm agreeing.
Of course. And Mr. Gijon, of course, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of Yelp. The reason we ask, well, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, even more important, is that we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm able to apply, reducing both the cost of the service itself, reducing the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 18th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398. And when the term is completed, Margarito, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So that means no taxes, no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will. That means no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And, of course, as I mentioned, you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. I mean, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally, although that's not going to be necessary here in Southern California. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Margarito, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Gijon, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a welcome email, a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give you that information now.
No, that will be all. I'm satisfied with the information. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll get it by way of email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that following business day. Of course, they'll actually follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, of course, and then they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will get all of that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text message, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself really does only take about 30, maybe 35 minutes. Of course, this would not be today. We're booked out for the rest of the day. But would you be available tomorrow? And if so, we could do as early as 7 a.m. or as late as 3 o'clock. Would you want something kind of early, mid-morning, later in the day, or even really towards the very end of the day?
3 o'clock will work fine for me tomorrow.
3 o'clock tomorrow. Okay. So in that case, it's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4. Like I said, the call itself really does only take about 25, 30 minutes. You don't even have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, as long as you can answer kind of basic off the top of your head knowledge questions regarding your business. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open. If for some reason I am on another call when they're ready to call you, I will be unable to be on there, but they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, at 2 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3, and in a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, you'll also, like I said, receive that that link on the initial invoice. In fact, let me check and see if it's already been sent out. You did receive, let me just refresh here. I know our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes here. So you will in a minute or so receive your welcome email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. It'll make more sense when you see it in front of you. It's going to ask you to kind of verify that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card, verify that you are allowing us to send you SMS or text messages, also that you understand that payments are recurring. But, of course, you can stop at any time. It will ask you to type in your first and last name and hit submit. Now, that does a couple of things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost. It also allows us to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. If you have any questions regarding that, our account manager, when they call you tomorrow for your client interview, they can walk you through any of those questions that you might have. Other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Really excited to get this going for you. I'm looking forward to getting that website that you've got, that great-looking website in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and, of course, we're looking to earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
No problem. You should get that calendar invite for tomorrow's phone call at 3 o'clock. Again, you don't need to respond to it. And then tomorrow at 2 o'clock, 1 hour prior, our automated system will send you the reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3. It might not be right at 3 o'clock, but it should be, you know, within a few minutes of the top of the hour. And like I said, she gets you off the phone in about 30, 40 minutes after that.
Fantastic. All right. Awesome.
Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I am available when our technician calls you tomorrow. I'd certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you, but they will be calling you, right at or a couple minutes after 3 o'clock, whether I'm able to jump on that phone call or not, but I certainly do hope that I am able to. Other than that, you take care.
You have
a great rest of the day. I appreciate your time and your kindness and your patience.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Margarito. You take care.
Right.
Enjoy the night.
You
thank
as
you,
well. We'll be in touch.
I sure will. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.